Coming up on 10:09 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to hear your voice back.
Absolutely. I hear that you know, both of us had to miss last week, so hey, it's, that's all right, and glad to have, both be back here this week and get some updates here from everything going on in the animal shelter.
Well, apparently you and I need to leave town more often because we had a wonderful week at the shelter last week.
Yeah, that's good.
And I wasn't, and I wasn't here to enjoy it, so I laughed thinking, well, maybe I need to leave, but I mean, it's just almost unbelievable. We've had over 15 adoptions within the last week or so. And it is just, it's amazing. We had a wonderful woman step up and said, for 1 week, I will sponsor any adoption. And we had some volunteers out in the community and just word of mouth through Facebook and whatever. And we had people coming in and adopting, and they're good adoptions. And these were good animals that have been here. Gretel, who'd been here forever, April. She's been here since April. She was adopted. So, I mean, you talk about doing happy dances around here. It's just everybody's just big smiles. But we have zero cats available for adoption right now. We had 3 adults that were adopted and all the kittens. We've got 2 of them still here waiting their turn to go to the veterinarian's clinic. But it's just been one of those fantastic weeks that we just, it comes and it goes, but right now we're on a high, and we just can't help but celebrate. I want to talk just about, I'm going to run through the names of the dogs because I know people will recognize. Gretel, of course. And we had Walker, Buff, Mason, Snowball. Snow White. Talked about Snow White forever. I always called her Snowball. We had Opie, Toto, Sadie, and Otis. Now, let me tell you about Otis. Otis' name has been changed to Buddy. But Otis came in, and he'd had a very rough life. We estimate his age to be 7 or 8 years old. You really couldn't tell because of the rough life that he had had. His owner loved him. It wasn't that. It's just that hard times fell upon his owner, and they were homeless. And he was brought in, surrendered. This lovely couple came out, had an older dog, and needed a companion for their older dog, and brought their dog out. The two of them just hit it off. And so that is my happy tale of the day. He is now at the vet, as of today, getting operated on, and any other things that he needed to make him healthy, that the new owner said, let's go for it. So is that not a good story to start our day off with?
Oh, that is great. I appreciate you sharing that.
And then another great story is we had a 3-legged dog that was brought out. It was apparently a stray, hit by a car, took him into the local veterinarian clinic. They had to end up amputating the leg. And he's a young dog, and he did fantastic through the surgery and came back healthy. And a lovely young woman adopted him this week. And his name is Mr. Jack Sparrow is what she's calling him. But it's another one of those wonderful tales that a dog started off not having the best of luck, but he's going to have a wonderful life from now on. So those are just some of the stories that I love to share, and it's very rewarding when you're out here and you see day-to-day animals coming in. It's just nice that you have these uplifting stories. So that was what I wanted to talk about with the wonderful adoptions. This Saturday, we will be at Carter's Auto Show. It's their 2nd annual. It's always a very neat event. They're going to have it at the Walter Johnson Park. I know you've been talking about it also, but we're going to have one of our adoption booths set up. So we're going to take some of our animals out there that we've got some puppies that I'll be talking about the dogs available, but we're going to take some puppies and a couple of older dogs out, and hopefully that we can have some more wonderful adoptions this weekend. But it's supposed to be a great weekend. It's a great event. So come out, and as you're out at the Carter Automotive Show, stop by our booth and look at some of the dogs we have. Dogs. Let's talk about dogs. I don't get to talk about cats because I don't have any available, which is wonderful. Our long-term resident as of now is Rex, and he's been with us since July the 7th. He is a white, probably a white boxer mix. He's more of a white color, looks more like a lab than anything. He's got that big block head. He's a great dog. He's been with us since the 7th of July, and we love this. He's 2 years old, and good dog named Rex. We also have a little lady with us. She's been with us since the 14th of, no, I'm sorry, she's been July 19th. and she is a golden retriever mix, and Ginger is her name. She's a beautiful dog and a good dog. She will be there. We're going to have, I don't think Captain's going to go. I think Captain's going to, I'm working this weekend at the shelter, so Captain's going to stay with me. But he's also available for adoption. He's a Basset Hound mix. He's been here since the 14th. He's the one that I've talked about, kind of has one leg a little bit shorter. So some every once in a while, he kind of walks with a little gimp, but he's a good boy and looking for the home. We've got some puppies. We've still got our litter. Betsy, Nico, and Lester, they've been here. It's July also. They've been with us a very, very long time. They're going to be a large breed. They look like maybe they might have maybe some Rottweiler in them. We're not really sure. They're tan and white in color, and some of them are black. Betsy's a sweetheart. One of their litter mates was adopted, and the new owners brought her in for a visit, and she's turned out to be a great dog, very well-behaved, was walking nice on the leash. So I know these three have the same potential. They just need to get out of the shelter and into a good home. So they will be there at the Carter Automotive Show. And Jelly is new to us. Jelly is a beagle mix. He's a male about a year old, and he came in August. So not so long, but doesn't matter. Jelly needs to find that forever home. Toby will also be visiting out. Toby is a Calahuna mix. He's 2 years old. Been with us since July. He's a mixed with something and a male, but he's also a very good dog. And those are the ones I'm going to speak of. We do have others out here, but as you know, when they come out, we hold them for a while to make sure we got their health situation figured out, make sure the owner doesn't want to come back, and maybe if it's been a surrender, change their mind. If they're stray, give them plenty of time to reclaim. So we do have other animals out, or other dogs available, not quite available, I should say, but they are here. You can certainly come out and look at them. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? Let's talk about some donations. If anyone's interested, we are always in need of doggy treats. And with the puppies, we kind of reward them with the treats when they're walking on a leash. And so they are also used for a reward system. And of course, bleach. We go through a lot of bleach, but we're trying to keep the germs down and help the animals. Couple of things I thought I'd mention for if anyone is wanting to bring us out anything. The season's changing. We're needing blankets, those little blankets that they sell at the dollar stores or the Walmart stores that are maybe, what, $3.50, $4 a piece or something. Make really nice blankets. We can launder them easily, and they make just the perfect comfort blanket for our pets. So that's something else that I always like to mention. And toys. We all love our toys. So that's it. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're here in the mornings, but that's our clean time. If you need us, though, we try to help you out if we can. But the public hours are in the afternoon from 1 to 3. On Saturday and Sunday, the public hours are from 1 to 4. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and it's a nice paved county road up to the water treatment plant. We're across the street on the north side. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. I told you I had a great report for you today. Aren't you glad?
You sure did. That was great. And I hope your event here coming up, adoption event, goes super well. And always good to hear the great things going on at the shelter.
Oh, the adoptions have just been wonderful. And Danny was out this morning. He had to take Otis in for his surgery. And he said he got outside. It was just like he knew it was a new beginning for him. He rode in the back of the van and just was looking out the window and just a happy-go-lucky guy. So we hope to have more stories like that.
That is good. And so, yep,
all adoptions are good. I don't mean to downplay anybody.
Sure.
But, you know, sometimes those special dogs you really like to talk about.
Well, and, of course, my dog Ash had his fourth birthday yesterday, so he got his pig ear. So he was excited about that.
They love those pig ears.
They do.
They devour them in a second. I mean,
he finally, it was a big one, so he finally had enough, and he laid it down and got a drink, and then I picked it up and put it away for later. So,
did he get to go on your vacation with
you? He did. He was a traveling dog, so he came the whole way.
Did you take your Winnebago with you?
I did not.
In your vehicle?
Yeah, I drove it with the folks and we drove back. So it was good.
Oh, I'm glad he got to go with you because he's a well-trained dog. I've seen you with him and he was walking very nicely with you. And so I could tell he's he's had some manners talking.
Yeah,
to
well, and I forgot to tell everyone about the Corn Palace. Maybe if we have time, we'll get into that. But the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota is very dog and pet friendly.
Oh.
So fun to find those pet friendly tourist attractions.
Yes. And motels that'll take your pets and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
But, you know, there's more and more of those becoming available, I think.
Yeah, the motel we stayed at actually was just a $20 pet fee, so that's pretty reasonable, I think.
That is very reasonable. Sometimes it's a little bit more, but I think it's great when the pets get to go. And we had an adoption earlier this summer, and the young couple was going to be taking the dog that they adopted hiking with them. And I guess they had all kinds of gear for their other dog, so he, again, was going to be the world traveler. So it's wonderful.
That's
it's
great. Wonderful. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for joining us, and look forward to chatting again here next Thursday.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're back and safe and sound.
Hey, thank you so much. You take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we will be back to Open Line here in mere moments on the Mighty 690, just a couple of minutes away. And we also have the Fredonia Coaches Corner coming up here on KGGF.